Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. There are phone lines here, 605-4567. And it is 7:06 in the morning. Yes, I started out laughing. We have a... You know, we start out these mornings. There's things that are funny going on. And this morning, I'm just a happy kind of guy. You know, we're streaming at KCNR1460.com. And if you have any questions for us and you want to just email them, send it to Linda at KCNR1460.com, as many of you do. So, good morning. It is today, the 17th of June. And in 2 weeks, it's going to be July.
Weird.
Weird, yeah. Speaking of weird, here's our producer, Bad Bob.
Mornings like this are why I own a ragtop Jeep. It was gorgeous.
So, another Hawaiian shirt today, huh, Bob?
Oh, you ain't seen nothing yet.
You know, this one, though, is of more of a sedate colors. You kind of like blend into the scenery out here.
I will not rest until you are forced to go get your sunglasses.
Well, I tell you, the one the other day, sunglasses wouldn't have worked. We needed like lead shields. It was almost like a nuclear blast in the studio. And speaking of a real blast, here she is, Linda Bott.
Well, good morning. Oh, yeah, for all of you people who experience the joys of allergies this time of year.
Linda is fighting it.
Well, you know, a couple times a year it happens to me. It just depends. I think the oaks bloom. I can't keep any eyeshadow or mascara on at all. So, you know, just wanted, if you're listening now, for those guests that are coming in the studio, I'm so attractive.
Put your sunglasses on. Put your sunglasses on.
I'm so attractive.
You look great. You look great.
You know, it's 61 right now, currently 61 degrees, going to be 84 today. Another warm day. I think the breeze is coming down a little bit. Did you go to the fair? And if not, we have a couple tickets that we're going to be giving away in a moment. Not quite yet. We'll be making some other special announcements. But, yeah, we are in also the throes of having things done around the house. And many of you know that when you have those wonderful things done around the house, it's just, like Carl said, you have a little bit of, you know, you go into the shower, go to the back room
shower. The shower starts off okay and then goes to a trickle. So.
But anyway, it's all good. It's all good.
I'm just still scraping soap off here. But those things happen. Everybody has that, you know, and life continues to go on, and we just have so many things going on today. We're going to be talking a local business, but Market Fest starts tonight. But we'll be talking about that, and we'll be talking about things going on on the fair. But then at 8 o'clock, my friends, what's going on in Trinity County in the marijuana? You know, Channel 7 had a good piece on what's going on in Trinity County. They talk to the sheriffs, they talk to people out there, and the problems they're having with the marijuana growers. Again, the law of unintended consequences. Let's let people smoke marijuana for their health, for medical reasons. Now, anybody that would have actually believed that law was just for people that had a medical condition were going to smoke marijuana. Obviously, we're smoking marijuana, you know, when they put it together. If they didn't think there was going to be ramifications. Well, it wasn't so till bad until the Obama administration came in and Holder said, hey, we're not going to go after any state's laws when it concerns medicinal marijuana. The explosion started. The explosion occurred. And here we are. People are clear-cutting our forest in Trinity County. Where's the Sierra Club? Where are the people that put lawsuits against Sierra Pacific so they can't cut a tree? Where are the people out there now when they're being clear cut? They're using bulldozers out there. Is anybody taking a look about what it does to the drainage? No, of course not. And then in Trinity County, the sheriff goes, yeah, we have a problem. I got 9 deputies. What do you want me to do? I mean, that's essentially his answer. And you know what? Yeah, maybe that is the answer. So Post Mountain is now Pot Mountain up there. But we're going to have somebody calling in at 8 o'clock. Our person out there, our consultant, our correspondent will be calling in at 8 o'clock. And we're going to be talking about the problems that are going on out there. I mean, It's not that we're against medicinal marijuana. We are just against wholesale destruction of our environment and people getting shot at because you live in the area. But that comes on at 8 o'clock. We still got a lot of things to do here in the next few minutes, in the next 45 minutes. It's now 7:11. We're going to take a quick break. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
He's back. I found him. He's really back.
Okay.
I've looked everywhere. I looked high and low, and I finally found him.
Okay, just who did you find?
Clyde.
I didn't know he was missing.
Hi, this is Clyde, and I wasn't missing, but I am back. Clyde's Enterprises Home Electronics and Classic Car Parts, located next to the Sausage Factory on Hartnell Avenue.
Our new home for all your electronic needs. Home theaters, flat-screen TVs, sales and service, and the same quality service and expert installation you have come to expect from Clyde since 1971.
And a huge selection of parts and accessories for all you muscle car enthusiasts.
The one and only original, never needs any introduction, Clyde is back. 1250 Hartnell Avenue in the old Giles Lock Building. 221-4144. Come in and say hi. We'd love to see you.
I have a deductible. Do I have to pay for it if you repair my car? Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Yes, you do. A sting operation in Shasta County for the purpose of identifying potential insurance fraud resulted in several body shop owners' arrest. Some may not have been guilty, but the arrest still happened. Waiving the deductible can have the appearance of insurance fraud, because the most common way to defraud an insurance company is to write an estimate at a higher cost to cover the deductible. Of course, some shops may absorb the loss to their profit and no fraud will have been committed. But the implication is still there, and the car owner may be implicated in any investigation. Coachmaster has been in business for 40 years and has never engaged in a questionable activity, and we never will. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Where do you go when you want to buy that special piece of jewelry? Where do you go when you need an honest opinion and a trustworthy jeweler? Four Winds Jewelry. Whether selling your gold, redesigning older jewelry pieces, or buying that special stone, engagement, or wedding ring, Four Winds Jewelry is the place to go. Four Winds Jewelry has been in business for over 30 years. Four Winds Jewelry has traveled around the world, developing relationships to bring you the best in quality gems and loose stones. You deserve the best. You need a jeweler you can trust at prices you can afford. Four Winds Jewelry also has the only on-site expert watchmaker and repairman specializing in high-end watches. Come in and see us at Four Winds Jewelry.
Four Winds Jewelry on Hilltop Drive in Redding, across from C.R. Gibbs. Open Monday through Friday from 9:30 to 4. For private appointments, call 222-2750. That's Four Winds Jewelry.
Yeah, good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and it is 7:14 in the morning.
Currently 61 degrees, going to be high today of 84, sunny. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, our favorite destination getaway.
Oh, yeah, we like it up there. In fact, next Friday, Jazz Night, a week from this Friday, isn't
it? Time is a-flying. I can't believe it.
June 25th. Going to have another Jazz Night up there. Our guest that day will be Colonel Tim Garrity, and he'll be talking about his book, but also the Beirut attack in Beirut. Plus, we talked about that last time, and I will encourage people to listen to our last show in the archives. We'll touch on all that stuff, of course, but then the different occupations he's had since then, working with the Central Intelligence Agency and others, and sharing with us things that are happening around the world, things that do directly affect us. And then we'll go to Tobacco and Brew for a book signing that day at noontime. So that's great. And then that evening we're going to be singing. Okay. Hey, do you know what happened today, honey? In 1856 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
PA, let's see. Well, I kind of heard through the grapevine, but why don't you say?
Today June 17th in 1856 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, the first Republican convention met. The Republican Party met for the first time.
I wonder how many people there were there.
I don't know. I think a couple of them are still there. You know what? I'm not sure, but you know, Jim Bremer, who is our news producer go-to guy, he has been such a staunch.
How about a savior?
Am yeah, I a staunch? A staunch what?
I've been such a staunch. A staunch. You've been a staunch. Yeah.
I like to
kid. Jim and I get into and they're not arguments. That is not that's not even the word. We go and we discuss different things. We look at things just a little bit differently.
A little bit. Yeah, but it's fun.
It is fun.
How about the consummate professional? That's Jim Bremer.
We can't say enough about Jim.
Well, thank you.
And someday, Bob. Someday, Bob, when you grow up, you'll be there. Okay, Jim.
Yes, sir.
You are here for a reason.
Yes, I want to talk about an event that I'm involved in. I'm the president of the Experimental Aircraft Association, the local chapter 157. We do something really a lot of fun every Father's Day. We've been doing it for 20-something years. And we have a big something we call Aviation Day. It has a display of a lot of airplanes. Everything from home-built airplanes, which is, experimental aircraft. There's a radio control group that comes and displays their aircraft, including a B-29, flying B-29 that's radio-controlled. They don't fly at the event, but they have them on display. We'll also have helicopters there on display from CHP, the local hospitals. Also a Coast Guard helicopter, one of those big orange machines, is coming over from Humboldt County. And it's just a lot of fun. Hillside Aviation helps us put this all on, for one thing, by clearing out their hangar space so we can have breakfast inside. Breakfast starts at 7 o'clock. And they'll be offering airplane rides for 15 cents a pound. So if you weigh, let's say, 100 pounds, that's $15. If you weigh a little more, it's going to be a little bit more.
So can we send our dog there?
Your dog would get off pretty cheap. Also, Air Shasta is going to be there. They'll have a couple of helicopters, and they'll be taking people for helicopter flights for $50 a person. And it's just a fun event. We have breakfast from 7 to 11 o'clock. It's put on by the Mount Shasta chapter of the 99s, women's pilots. Great group. We work very closely with them on Young Eagles flights and other events that we put on throughout the year. So it's just a lot of fun, Aviation Day.
Well, it sounds like it. And it's they get for the admission is $7 for adults and $5 for children, but that includes breakfast.
Well, that is for breakfast.
Actually,
the admission is free and parking is free. So if you want to come up and just wander around, look at airplanes. Doesn't cost a thing. And it's a great way. A lot of people don't really know what to do for Dad on Father's Day. And if Dad has any interest in looking at airplanes or maybe going for a flight, it's just a great getaway, great family event. One of the things I really enjoy is I see this fairly often at this event, is we see like three generations. We'll see a guy who'll bring his wife and kids and maybe his son and then also bring his father. And, you know, so we've got three generations of dads there. It's just it's a great event. Yeah.
Well, you know,
it's true that a lot of people don't know what to do for their father on Father's Day. Mother's Day is such a big, huge, you know, what are we going to do for Mom? We have a big brunch, you know. It's Dad. Sunday's Father's Day.
Any chance for breakfast in bed there? No. Okay.
bring your own bed.
you know, we saw a biplane, remember, the other day flying over the house.
That's true.
There'll be a biplane there. I'm sure there's a fellow in Redluff who has a home-built airplane. It was designed in the 1920s. It's called a Pete and Paul, and I'm sure he's going to have it there. Very small, very compact biplane, and just a wide variety of aircrafts. Like I said, home-built, and I have a friend who has a 1946 Rocket Chief, which looks kind of like a Piper Cub, and that's always a big hit. And then as far as the home builds, we have one of our members, Chuck Werner, built an airplane called a Lancer. And this is, you know, he built this with his own two hands. It's a 200-mile-an-hour airplane, very fast, well, 200-plus, actually. Looks very sleek, retractable gear. I mean, you thought it would have come out of a factory yesterday, but he built that with his own two hands.
Well, we have friends, Susie and Mark Alderson, and he has built a plane.
Oh, yeah.
He flies up here. And, I mean, he doesn't live in this area. He lives in Southern California. He flies up, but, you know, people that fly. If you build your own airplane, does it have to go through any like safety checks?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Okay. FAA inspections, and you have limitations for the first 25 hours, and you have to have documentation. One of the things the FAA requires is you need to build at least 51% of it yourself. I mean, you can't just buy a kit and show up in 10 boxes in your driveway and start bolting everything together. You have to physically do most of the work yourself.
So now we're talking about Father's Day on June 20th. That's this Sunday, and it's at the Benton Airfield from 7 to 2. all these wonderful aircrafts. $50 if you want to take a helicopter ride, that's really reasonable.
It really is. It's a lot of fun, too. I've done that a couple of times with Air Shasta. And, again, 15 cents for an airplane ride. And again, to come out and take a look around, absolutely free. If you want to get breakfast, 7 for adults, 5 for kids. And it's really a good breakfast, too. It's not just, you know, pancakes. It's pancakes, eggs, sausage, and just an all-out volunteer effort by the local pilots, not just members of the EAA and the 99s, but people just, hey, I want to help out. And one of the things that we, you know, that the money goes for from the breakfast, the 99s give out a scholarship every year for a young lady who wants to fly. And we also support Young Eagles Flights, which is taking young people up for flights for free. And we do that a couple of times a year. And some of the money we use from this goes to help pilots pay for the gas and promote the event and so on. So it's a great time. It's just a lot of fun. We hope to see a lot of people out there this Sunday. The weather looks good. Hopefully it won't be too windy. Temperature is going to be in the 80s. So just we hope you'll come on out.
Well, we're going to be there. We're going to go to the Energy Fair on Saturday for a little while, and then we're going to make sure we're going to be up there. It's close to where we live.
Great.
And we won't, you know, we have not been there yet. I'd like to go do this.
I'd
love to do this.
Yeah. Look forward to seeing you.
Okay. Hey, Jim, thank you so much. And thank you so much for what you do for us and KCNR and all our listeners.
Yeah.
Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Dr. James Crummett from Shasta Dental Care. By now, you've probably heard about sedation dentistry. It's a wonderful technique that actually makes dental visits a comfortable experience. Patients who are fearful or need a long dental visit can be sedated with just a small blue pill. Then they are relaxed and comfortable for their entire appointment and wake the next morning with very little memory of their treatment. Patients can be sedated for almost any procedure: fillings, crown and bridge work, cosmetic porcelain veneers, one-visit CEREC porcelain crowns, even tooth replacement with dental implants. Nervous patients can even have cleanings and gum treatment with sedation. And if you don't need sedation, remember that nitrous oxide is always available. And our new local anesthetics are more comfortable and powerful than ever. Whatever care you need, your comfort will be our priority. So if you've been putting off going to the dentist, give us a call today.
Call Shasta Dental Care at 241-2326. That's 241-2326. Or on the web, visit ReddingSedationDentist.com.
Hi, this is Joe Catania. Come and join us for Twilight on the Terrace at the Cafe at Turtle Bay every Friday and Saturday night through August 28th. Enjoy local bands, fabulous food, and dancing under the stars. Seating begins at 6 p.m. and reservations are not required. The Cafe at Turtle Bay is located at the Turtle Bay Exploration Park at the foot of the Sundial Bridge. See you there.
Hey, well, all right, sir, here we go there. What are they going to give for? I have a $600 down here.
Hey, good morning, Redding, and welcome to Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave at KCNR Radio.
Dave.
What, Ernie?
It's not Saturday yet. I know you're all excited, but our show is on Saturday mornings between 7 and 8 a.m.
Oh, man, what are we doing here?
Well, we're asking people to clean out their garage and call in and sell our stuff for free.
Oh, the yard sales, garage sales, and all that stuff. They can call in for nothing.
That's right. Free.
Absolutely free.
Saturday morning, 7 to 8.
Hey, brought to you by Bibles, Books, and More.
By Amsoil, oilbot.com. By Essex Heating and Air.
And by ShastaTradingPost.com.
So, Dave, are you going to be here Saturday morning between 7 and 8 a.m.?
I'm going to be here with bells on, buddy.
And where's this at?
KCNR, 1460.
Here we come, a lot number 29 in. What are they going to give for? I'm a 25 to get 35, another 50 to make it.
Most people have a closet or drawer full of precious memories that are being lost day by day. Photos, slides, records, audio and video cassettes, they're all slowly fading away due to deterioration of the media they're recorded on. Belongi Entertainment Enterprises offers digital archiving services for all types of visual and audio media. Properly stored optical discs such as DVDs and CDs will last for decades and can be used to make perfect copies for family and friends. Find out more at Belongi Entertainment Enterprises, 223-3515.
Hi, it's Dennis Miller. You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 AM, clearly News Talk Radio.
Good morning.
Welcome back.
Hey. That's pretty cool. You know what? We're going to make an announcement next week, but we're going to be gone for just a few days, and we'll tell you who's going to be our special in-house host and who he's going to have on the air as well. Currently 7:25 in the morning, and it's going to be 61, going to be high of 84 today. What you got there?
Well, you know what? Today is fair day number two, Thursday. So this is what's happening at the fair. Of course, it's going to open at 11 a.m., closes at 11 p.m. Senior Day, senior 62 and over, free, free. Eh, well, we can't get into that yet. Okay, today is the annual Shasta District Fair wine tasting event. You know, but Jeff can get into that. And let me see. I think Rich Bay can get into that. Anyway, today is they're having the wine tasting event from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. in the new wine area behind the administration office. 10 o'clock. Does not include fair admission. Tickets available at the fairground. The Fabulous Thunderbirds. Grandstands, 8 p.m. It's free if you want to. It's free with fair admission if you just want to sit in the grandstands. And the dress circle of seating is $10. Guess who's out there again? That's right, Cook's Racing Pigs, Schoolhouse Lawn. Then they're having the Junior Swine and Junior Senior Dairy Cattle Show, Rabbit, Meat, Goat, and Pack Goat Show, and the Light Horse Show in the Horse Arena. You know, I just, you know, I love fairs. That's why I have no problem telling everything that's going on there. They're having a vegetable salad contest. You know, I just love it.
It's local flavor, local.
It is.
Just local stuff, you know, great stuff. And, of course,
fair is a great place.
I know. And I like to see, I like to always go to the livestock area.
Yeah, you know. So.
You know, the 4-H. And we've got two tickets we're going to give away for the fair tonight. That's two free tickets. Give us a call, 605-4567.
Second caller. Let's do
second caller. Second caller, and it's actually three tickets.
Yeah, so you get three tickets. So
three tickets, and again, 605-4567. We're going to be taking your calls. By the way, Beth, you didn't pick up your tickets yesterday. They're here at the front for you. And Cheryl, we have a T-shirt that you also won. So.
And we're going to be giving away another one of those in the next hour. So.
What do you think about Horizon Air is going to stop some of their flights out of Reading?
Well,
it always concerns me when the airline stopped these puddle jumpers that we need so badly out of Reading. I mean, it's hard to fly out of Reading.
It is.
Direct. You forget about direct.
Yep.
But even just to take a small flight, just to get someplace. So this is going to make it harder on some of our people traveling on a regular basis.
Yeah, well, you know, it does. It does make it more difficult. So you would hope that they could bring more business in here instead of the other way.
And yeah. That's true. So anyway, that's just something that hit today. Coming up after Fox News, we have another entrepreneurial story of another married couple, hello, who have a business and have been here and really, you know, causing some major waves as far as bringing talent and doing things on a really creative level. And we're going to be talking about their involvement with Market Fest. Market Fest is another huge thing. There's so many. I remember having a conversation, Carl, that with a couple not too long ago where they said, boy, there's so much happening in Reading. There was a time when, you know, it just, you know, you had special events, but now every single day is chock full of stuff. And I just think that's pretty fabulous. That is, shows to me growth and very, very much an encouragement of, you know, there's activity, which means that there's dollars being spent. We're all about staying local.
That's right. And hey, by the way, Marty, you have won the tickets for the fair. You're right about staying local, but everything like that. You know, before we take this break in, I think we've got like a minute. Something happened, hon, for the very first time ever.
What?
The very first time ever, Keith Olbermann said something that I agreed with. Keith, okay, if, you know, Bad Bob just fell on the floor.
I think I just have a gray hair that just happened.
He talked about the great speech that Obama gave on the oil spill. And as Keith Olbermann said, I thought it was a great speech. If you've been on another planet for the last 57 days. You know, Olbermann, you're right. It was a suck speech. And, you know, and Rachel Maddow, who is so, you know, she's so far left that they have to put her in a wheelbarrow to get her around. When they asked her, what did you think of the president's speech? Maddow hung her head and just giggled in shame. You know, this is the leader of the most powerful nation on the face of the earth. Here's what I'm afraid of. Never let a crisis go to waste. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
With the Fox Business Network, the most powerful name in business news. A sharp rise last week in the number of Americans on the unemployment line for the first time, as initial jobless claims climbed by 12,000 to 472,000, higher than analysts were expecting. Meanwhile, consumer prices falling for a second straight month in May, shrinking energy bills, one key reason for the drop. Core consumer prices edging up, but still below the Fed's inflation target. Toyota restarting a Blue Springs, Mississippi auto plant where construction was suspended more than a year ago as U.S. sales crumbled. It plans to hire 2,000 workers there and hopes to start production on Corollas at the plant by fall of next year. And Spirit Airlines says its planes will be taking to the skies again Friday after making a deal with striking pilots. But the pilots' union says the strike won't officially end until its members sign a back-to-work agreement. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ashley Webster.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Keep your data safe and easily accessible.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Backup Service is the only data storage solution that combines on-site hardware for rapid restores and cloud-based storage for disaster recovery. At just 50 cents per gigabyte per month and advanced deduplication technology to significantly reduce storage space requirements, the Barracuda Backup Service is the most affordable and efficient data storage solution for any size business. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
Now, come on. If she said she wanted an anniversary Harley, you wouldn't hesitate.
The Gold Mart for that very special gift anytime. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Timberline Heating and Air wants to know, is your HVAC unit ready for summer? If not, give us a call. We're your Carrier heating and cooling experts, and we can install a new, more efficient HVAC unit in your home or office for much less than you might expect. And with manufacturer credits, tax credits, and local utility rebates, your total savings could add up to $4,900. As your local factory authorized Carrier dealer, who better to call for an estimate on a new Carrier system to save you hundreds of dollars in future energy costs? Whether you need a new comfort system or a system to check up for the new season, give Timberline a call for a complete and honest estimate on the Carrier system that will pay for itself in year-round utility savings and provide you with a 10-year parts warranty. That's the best parts warranty in the industry. Call 221-2222 or visit us online at TimberlineHVAC.com. We've been around longer, we work harder, we're the best value, we have the best warranty, and nobody does heating and air conditioning better. Turn to the experts at Timberline Heating and Air, 221-2222.
Whatever your business card says, you're in the business of you, and only you know where you want that business to go. DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management offers 15 different MBA concentrations designed to match both the realities of today's business world and your career ambitions. Keller Graduate School of Management, over 85 locations and online. Discover how to grow the business of you at keller.edu. Certified to operate by CHEV in New York, DeVry University operates as DeVry College of New York.
The Shasta Center is introducing a new way to shop. It's the Summer of Savings Days happening now through September. The best in services and vendors have teamed together to make this the best summer ever. Mondays will start off with an opportunity to make a difference by donating blood and receiving a discount pass and special offers to be used at the Shasta Center. Tuesday is Sidewalk Savings Tuesdays. The Shasta Center vendors will be rolling out savings for your summer shopping, and all can enjoy the new and improved farmers market. Wednesdays, all stores will be offering 10 to 20% discounts to those 55 plus for Senior Savings Wednesdays. Thursdays, you can get your car washed by a local charity or youth group and receive a discount pass and special offers to be used for Wash While You Shop Thursdays. Then it's Retail Therapy for Girls Just Want to Have Fun Fridays. See what the summer holds in store for you at the Shasta Center, an eclectic mix of stores, services, and restaurants. Located on Churn Creek Road in Reading, something is always happening at the Shasta Center.
Hey, this is Carl Buff from Free Fire Radio. Tune in from 7 to 9, Monday through Friday, for Free Fire Radio and hear what's going on in this town. Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call. KCNR 1460.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bott. It's 7:34 in the morning. It's a great day. It's June 17th.
Are you dancing?
I'm dancing. Hey, our phone lines here are 605-4567.
Marty, congratulations on winning those three fair tickets. I'm sure you're going to have a good time. It's currently 61 degrees. And it's going to be high of 84 today. Now, something that we always try to do here.
Go ahead. Marty, those tickets are free. The envelope they're in will cost you $46. Okay, just kidding. All right, I'm sorry.
And a little bit of gas to get here, okay?
Yeah, that's right.
But anyway, it's something that we do promise to bring to you, our loyal listeners here on KCNR, is something that Carl and I are very proud that since we have decided with all of our heart and soul to make the North State our home. And that means to shop local, stay local. Who was our guest that we had on Monday? Their commercials are shop local, stay local, dine local.
ShastaTradingPost.com.
But they have four different things. They shop local, stay local, dine local, and, you know, but anyway. So it's all about staying local. And we have a darling couple with us. How do you like to be called darling couple? And their business, of course, is Vintner Cellar. And if you've not ever been there, you need to make it a place to go and enjoy where you can make your own wine, you can make your own label, and now you have so many other things you're offering. Good morning.
Good morning.
Alan and Jana, how are you?
We're great.
Thank you. And here's another lovely married couple that came and started this business, but let's go a little bit with your history. Let's find out where the idea came from and how you came to bring this to Reading.
Well, let's see. The idea originally started in Canada, and it came down to the United States in 1998, and we opened our winery in 2006. And we were looking for something that would be fun to do as a couple, kind of like what you guys are doing, and thought it would be fun to operate a winery in Reading. Why not, right?
Absolutely. Jana, you were raised here.
Yes.
So the winery is now, you had a, used to be a bookstore there?
I used to work there. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's the great story. You used to work there, and so you do a wonderful job at dressing that place up, and I know you have great taste.
Thank you. It was really neat when we decided to come back to Reading and do this, and we were shopping for retail spaces, and I kept thinking about this business and the kind of people that it would draw, and I kept thinking I needed to go downtown. So when I found that space available, I tugged on Alan's shoulder and said, "This is it. This is where we need to go."
Oh, that's wonderful.
And Alan, you're a veteran. You've served.
Actually, I was a civilian employee.
Oh, civilian employee.
Yeah,
okay.
So I worked for the Navy for, 4 or 5 years after college and did information technology support for the facilities department.
Oh, you know, I remember we were talking about that we were in a couple of the same places, in fact, at various times, and that in you working for the Navy. Mm-hmm. That's not people don't realize how many of the support personnel
are
out there and deploy with us.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, when I was working with the Navy, the amount of people that went into supporting the troops, you have no idea because you hear the troops go out, and then you're like, you don't realize that there's probably for every troop that's out there, there's 10 guys behind them at least. Are doing support stuff on all the different levels, making sure that the supplies get out and everything else.
Yeah, we call it tooth to tail. And it's not just the logistics, say, you know, the Marines that are pulling the trigger. Then you have the transport and the Marines and the logistics Marines and, you know, the ones that are keeping everything running. But then there's the civilians that work for, mm-hmm. I mean, they have worked for the Navy or the Marine Corps. They go with us.
Mm-hmm.
And, and they go into the combat zones, too. And they're not per se a contractor that does this. They are government employees that go with us. And you know, people, and those numbers aren't really counted a lot of times. You don't really see them. So, but they're right in the same danger many times.
So you opened your business in 2006. How as Reading business owners, how is it going for you?
It's fine.
Great.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
But you have so much that you offer besides, let's tell our listeners what you're doing now.
Well, the main part about our business is that we are a facility where people can come and hands-on make wine. But as well as that, we are a wine bar, we are a bottle shop, and in order to keep up with the times and keep things different and appeal to a larger audience, we've decided to do even more with the community. So now we host fundraisers there. In fact, that's an event we have going on this year through Market Fest. In order to encourage more people to come downtown and to support nonprofit events, we are actually doing what we call a guest bartender summer series. So every Thursday, in coordination with Market Fest, we are hosting a nonprofit organization at the winery. And 10% of all proceeds from 4 to 10 p.m. will be donated to that nonprofit, as well as a specific bottle that is for sale. Half of that proceeds will go towards them as well. And the nonprofit that raises the most money by the end of the summer will throw them a free tasting party for their group. So trying to think of more things like that in order to keep our business alive, attract more people downtown, and to keep the spirit of wine alive.
So you, that's what I love about you, your marketing. You're always marketing. You're always thinking of something different. You never know. You've got a great music series there. What nights are the and we're going to have to take a break, so let's just do this on the other end. You're listening to Free Fire Radio. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
Taking care of an elderly parent can be an exhausting job. There's no need to do it alone. Home Helpers has been there for many families in the same situation you are in. Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, describes a typical situation.
They are run down. The mom and dad are demanding so much time and attention that a lot of times when we come in, we can alleviate that stress and really help that family become reunited again because they just need a little bit of help.
The parent and adult-child relationship works best when both are independent. Home Helpers can help restore that relationship with assistance for the parent in a way that is a relief for both the child and the parent.
It's hard for kids to also be the child and the caregiver. And sometimes we can take on the role of caregiver and let that child just be the child again.
Home Helpers can provide transportation, meal preparation, housekeeping, and many other services to suit your needs. Call Home Helpers for a personalized assessment.
This is Nancy Sutton Pierce from the Conscious Living Show. Join me on Saturdays, 11 to noon. We have an exciting guest lineup. You can see who and what we'll be talking about by visiting nshouseofyoga.com. From anti-aging therapies to love languages, we talk about everything. Please join me on Saturdays for the Conscious Living Show, streaming live every Saturday, 11 to noon, at KCNR1460.com. Brought to you by Hilltop Medical Clinic and Nancy Sutton's House of Yoga.
Many of you know that Carl and I loved work out at Adamson's Peak Performance. Why? Because of results. Today I'm with Steve Wapshall, who has an amazing testimony. Steve, share with our listeners what's happened for you.
Well, I was pushing 289 pounds, and I wasn't happy with where that was headed. So what I did was I combined the 30-minute fit small group training program with the Take Shape for Life program run by Amy down at Adamson's. And the results that I've had so far is I've lost 41 pounds. I feel 10 years younger. I'm being told that I look 10 years younger. I feel good in my body again. I've got great energy, and I'm very, very happy. I've got about 15 more pounds to lose, but I know I'm going to get there, and I'm looking forward to the results.
That is so awesome. Call Adamson's Peak Performance today for your transformation. That's 221-8006, Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli.
Hello, this is Barbara Jacobson.
And I'm Dana Peterson with the Largent team at Keller Williams Realty.
What is it you don't know about real estate that you really want to know?
Or need to know?
Wondering when an REO is?
Or a short sale?
Is it a good time to sell or is it a good time to buy?
What's happening in the lending market and how does it affect you as a seller?
Or as a buyer?
Get the answers to your questions by calling 248-5602 or listen every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. to the Kurt Largent Real Estate Radio Show.
Right here on KCNR 14.
Oh, she's coming to town. Let's wait till she comes in. Got a book out, too. I wonder what her show is going to be like. August 3rd. Yeah. Oh, that's Blondie. I'm thinking it's Pat Benatar.
Oh, my gosh.
Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Busted.
Our guest today.
Man, see, I thought I knew my music. I stand corrected. It's currently 61 degrees. It's going to be high of 84. If you're just tuning in, I stand corrected. I thought that was Pat Benatar. Anyway, I guess the news really has been all about Pat Benatar coming to town, and plus she was on Dennis Miller yesterday, and she's got a book coming out, and she's just awesome. She's been married to the same guy, Spider, forever. If you're just tuning in at 7:44, and our guests today are Alan and Jana from Vintner Cellar, and we've been talking about this wonderful couple that started their business in 2006, and they've done so many things that are creative and wonderful, outpouring support with the community. In fact, when we got married, we used, when you do your party gifts or whatever they're called.
Wedding favors.
Thank you. We used you, and you helped us put together a charming little bottle that all of our guests could take with them with a picture of us. So thank you for that. It was wonderful and very well received. Let's talk about some of the things that you've got. We'll go to Market Fest in a little bit, but let's talk about what you've got going on within Vintner Cellar music-wise and your bus trips.
Well, we do. The big thing is, I think for, 3 years now, we've been doing live music every Friday night from 6:30 to 9:30. So you can always find different artists at the winery on Fridays. Come on in. There's no cover charge. Just come in, have a glass of wine, enjoy some local live music, and you'd really be surprised the amount of talent that's out in the community doing live music in all sorts of venues across the town. But they're all local musicians, and it's everything from jazz to blues to rock, a little bit of country, a little bit of folk. We found that the wine audience doesn't have a particular genre that they really enjoy, so we bring in a little bit of everything. And you can find all of our upcoming artists on the website, which is 222wine.com. But every week you can find out who's coming in, and we've been doing that for a while. But the fun addition to our business is our local wine tours that we started doing. And what we're doing for those is we charter a bus with Mount Lassen Transport, again, trying to keep it local. They bring their bus down, and we actually load up 47 passengers, and we take them out to some of the local wineries. We've been down to New Clairvaux, which is the monastery and the winery, down in Vina, which is a really cool place if you haven't been there before. And then we've gone out to Manton and gone to Ringtail and Indian Peak wineries, which are two great wineries as well. We've gone west to the Trinity Alps and gone to some wineries up there. And then we're going to be going in Oregon. We'll go to Oregon in July. And we're going to go up to a couple wineries up there as well. So we've got, we're taking our customers out to other wineries just to get some more wine experience. And we find that our customers like to kind of go with us and get our point of view on the wineries and also just have a great experience.
So, again, it's about a local experience here and staying local, keeping your dollars local.
Mm-hmm.
So
absolutely.
Again, spending money here keeps money here.
Absolutely.
Yeah. How long does it take the process by the time you walk in and you decide what kind of wine, you put it together, and you make the process of making your own bottle of wine? How long does it take?
Well, tasting is the longest part because people can't decide what they want to make. But after that, once you decide what kind of wine you want to make, it usually takes anywhere between 4 to 8 weeks, depending on what kind of wine, from turning it from juice into wine, putting it in the bottle, and then from there, that's the aging process. And the aging process is up to you, but some people crack it open early.
Yeah. Well, I can understand that. You know, people that have, just got to have it now.
Yeah.
Because, there you are saying, it's been in there for a week and a half. I don't quite think it's ready.
So tonight begins, of course, our launch for Market Fest. Mm-hmm. And tonight you guys will be doing your special as far as 10% of proceeds from 4 to 8 will be going to a nonprofit, which is?
Westside Performing Arts Company.
Oh, well, mm-hmm.
We've
helped Trish,
them. We've supported them on many occasions.
That's
another
thing.
That's another part of having a full community is having a performing arts company and a robust group. And there are, there's three or four of them.
Yeah.
Political groups. I believe in political groups, too, that we need that for a robust community. We need a robust community. We need to have a museum. We need to have a newspaper. We need to have, a talk radio station like ours. You know, mm-hmm. This needs to be in a robust community so that everybody can have a community. And all these are community oriented, and they need to be. We need to keep our focus here in our community.
I think that I've been amazed since I moved here. Jana was born and raised here. I moved up here 6 years ago now, and I've been amazed how community oriented Reading is. I mean, there's so much going on, and what's funny is that in the winery we have so many people that come in like, oh, we're so glad we found some culture in Reading. There's nothing going on. And I'm always surprised to hear that, because it's like, if you really look into it, there's so much going on.
You can
people miss it somehow, but there's so much.
I agree so much on that, because you know people say, oh well, you know, that's not here, or that's not. Well, it is here.
Yeah.
You just need to look around, and we need to get it out better. I say we in the media need to put it out. I mean, but it's in the paper. We talk about a lot about things, but we are surprised. I mean, Here we are. I mean, we get faxes all the time, and yet we're surprised. We see something going on, and so we go, did you know about that?
Right.
Second Saturday Art Hop. Uh-huh. I mean, wow, there's just...
That's an event that's done a lot for downtown Reading.
Yeah. It's done a lot for us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then tonight, again, we kick off Market Fest, and we'll be talking about that band in a moment that's going to be playing down there, but all local merchants, and come down and support. Stop by Vintner Cellar and say hello to Alan and Jana, and have some nice wine. And
we'll have the wine booth at Market Fest. We will supply the wine for them,
super.
Too.
So. Well, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
We'll
keep up the good work.
We'll see you all tonight, maybe.
Yeah, okay. Come on down to Market Fest, everybody.
All right. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Carl Bot. After our show, Linda and I enjoy going to breakfast, and our favorite place to dine is Country Kitchen. Lynn and Charlie Moss have owned Country Kitchen for 17 years, and this expertise is evident in great food and service. Build your own omelet, of course. Homemade soups, every day, with fresh ingredients. Country Kitchen has its own on-premise bakery, and the quality is so delicious. And now, Country Kitchen has just remodeled. The result? Incredible. Country Kitchen offers outstanding food, great service, fair prices, and a friendly atmosphere. What else could you ask for?
Country Kitchen is open every day from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., located at 1099 Hilltop Drive, just north of Macy's. I don't know, Carl. I'm getting hungry. How about we go over there and try Eggs Benedict, or how about my favorite, a club sandwich? Let's go to Country Kitchen.
Hop in the truck, hon. We're on our way.
Hey, Dad.
Good morning, son.
Shh.
You know, you got to sneak up on them trout.
So this is how you're enjoying your retirement. You worked hard. You earned it. Nothing like fishing for trout before breakfast.
You know, I wish I was as good at fishing as I was at running my business.
Dad, I think you're pretty good at both. I have a lot to live up to.
And so, how's that business you're trying to start? You know, these are some pretty tough times.
Well, other than getting good advice from you, I need to find a good bank that I can count on. Nice cast.
Five-star cast? Five-star bank. Good people. They know their stuff. That fellow over at Five-Star Bank, he's given me some pretty good advice.
Okay, I'll visit them first thing Monday morning. Hey, looks like you hooked one.
Five-Star Bank, dedicated to a burgeoning business. Professional, progressive, personal. Five-Star Bank, 358 Hartnell Avenue, Reading. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Bob Belongi. You know, technology touches our lives every day in ways our grandparents couldn't even imagine. What was science fiction just a few years ago? Now just another day at the office. Every week, Boomer Tech Radio brings you the latest trends, products, and things you need to know for living life well in this 21st century. From medical breakthroughs to home entertainment and office productivity, we cover it all on Boomer Tech Radio. Saturdays from 2 to 3 on KCNR and online all the time, Boomer Tech Radio.
Custom Auto Detailing wants to help get your vehicle ready for summer. Come in now and get $20 off their complete detail package. Custom Auto Detailing is your one-stop shop for all your cleaning needs. They specialize in cars, boats, and RVs. You can get your vehicle washed and waxed on the outside, detailed on the inside, or both. Custom Auto Detailing has been in business for 17 years and provides excellent quality service. Come in now and get $20 off their complete detail service. Custom Auto Detailing is located at 1180 Industrial Street, just behind the grocery outlet, or call 243-9590.
Hi, it's Dennis Miller. You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 AM, Clearly News Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming at KCNR1460.com, or you can send Linda an email at Linda@KCNR1460.com. Okay. We've got, you know, just a couple announcements here. It's coming out from the city. Panhandling, that's right, panhandling. With all the warmer weather, there's been an increase in the number of calls for service in regard to panhandlers. Now, those are the ones that stand out on the corners, and they stand out in front of the shopping centers. They have these hand-printed signs. Anything helps. Pregnant for 3 years, please give anything, even a smile. I have a dog that needs to be fed, need beer, which is my favorite one. At least he's being honest. The Reading Police Department is suggesting that community members refrain from giving money to panhandlers and that they declare themselves as, just as I said, you know, single mothers, disabled vets. The disabled vets are the ones that get me, because I'm not sure if that's true. In this type of activity, it's usually a scam, and a majority of the donated money is not used for food or clothing. Rather, it's spent on alcohol, cigarettes, or illegal substances. Well, anyway, okay, now how do you handle this? Keep moving. Keep a distance between yourself and the person asking for money. Say as little as possible. Don't engage in a conversation, even if provoked by rude comments. And don't give in. No means no. And you don't want to take your wallet out in the presence of an aggressive person. So, don't give to panhandlers. You know, somebody called, and I don't know, did we already talk a little bit about this? But somebody called during the break as we were getting ready to go on. And he talked about the government being so unwieldy that here's Obama, who is categorized as being the man that could handle the problem, that if he had been in office and Katrina had hit, there'd been a completely different handling of the situation. Well, as the president has proved, there wouldn't be a change. And like I said, you know, the fact that I agree with Keith Olbermann and Rachel Maddow over something is that in itself. At least, you know what, he did bring partisanship back to America, because everybody listened to the speech and then shook their heads and go, what? Unfortunately, that spirit of partisanship will probably disappear by today. Here's what the caller said, that the government is too big, too unwieldy. It takes too long to handle things. They don't, you know, they don't know how to handle it. And that's why private business, private concerns can handle these situations. Yes, BP was the cause of it. Yet, if they had brought in the right people, they could have solved some of these problems. You had a number of other countries who had deep submersibles that were willing to go in there and help. You had a number of countries that were offering ships to help stem the water. That didn't happen. Instead, 60 days later, millions, hundreds of millions of gallons of oil in the Gulf, and we still don't have a handle on it. You know, I heard somebody call, you know, that called in yesterday that said, you know, in the Saudis make them do, in these other countries, they make, when they're drilling these oil wells in deep like this, they make them dig a well, a siphon well first. In other words, the emergency well, response well. They make them dig that first and get it within, I don't know, 100 feet of the main well. Then, and only then, can you put a well down. Now, what's that mean? That means if they have a disaster like this, they go back to the other well. They finish it up, and it takes 5 or 6 days. They pump, they push that well into the well that has the problem, and they siphon the oil off. So you've got a safety well already in place. Yes, it increases the cost. But what's the cost of what's happened out there in the Gulf? Astronomical. Astronomical. And here is the scary thing. Here, if you want to be frightened, my friends, here's the frightening thing.
I don't want to be frightened.
Well, never let a crisis, a good crisis, go without taking advantage of it. So now we're going into the cap and trade. We're going into the environmental plans, the energy plan that they were talking about. We've got to get off oil. We've got to get off oil. Well, how can you do that? So what are you going to do? Stop pumping oil? Are we going to take a look at what caused it and fix that? You take all the cars off the road because one's in a wreck? I don't know if we didn't do that. So here's what we have to do. We have to, yes, take a good look at pumping in the future and digging in the future and see the safest ways of doing it. Do we need to get to clean energy? Yes. Do we need to stop sending our dollars to countries that don't like us? Yes. But let's not be like Chicken Little. The sky is falling. The sky is falling. Oh, let's go out and do this. Well, we can build cars with better gas mileage. We can start using solar. We can start using wind. But to say that to stop using oil or to put so many barriers in front of it is ridiculous. And it is a knee-jerk reaction, and it's what I've come to expect from this administration in many things. Anyway, now, in the next hour.
Well, in the next hour, we're going to have our boots on the ground calling out of Trinity about what's happening in her territory. We're also going to be talking about letters to the editor about gang violence, your emails about gang violence. It says from the letters to the editor that you're living in fear. What are we going to do about it? We're going to take a break. This is Carl and Linda Bott. You're listening to Free Fire Radio.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. The criticism, just gushing.
Mr. Hayward, you owe it to all Americans. We are not small people. But we wish to get our lives back.
Democrat Bart Stupak, among the many congressmen giving BP CEO an earful before he can even speak at a House hearing. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Dave, definitely strong words in the first minutes of the hearing.
BP's corporate complacency is astonishing.
California Democrat Henry Waxman on top. BP officials apparently never knowing about safety concerns over the Deepwater Horizon rig. However, Texas Republican Joe Barton took time to apologize to CEO Tony Hayward.
That a private corporation can be subjected to what I would characterize as a shakedown.
Barton labeling a shakedown, the BP being forced to pony up without any sort of due process $20 billion for a Gulf leak reparation fund. Dave?
Rich, BP hopes to contain 2 million gallons of oil a day by the end of this month, maybe over 3 million by July, putting a new cap over the spill.
It will allow us to have multiple hoses come up to much larger processing vessels.
Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen. A unanimous ruling at the Supreme Court in a key privacy case. Fox News Radio's Jill Nato also live in Washington.
Dave, the court says a police officer did not have his constitutional rights violated when his department did a search on his text messages. Sergeant Jeff Kwan of the Ontario, California SWAT team was found to have been sending messages to both his wife and his mistress on a department-issued pager. The High Court says it was a reasonable search. Kwan and other employees had been warned by the department that they shouldn't expect privacy in electronic communications. Dave?
Jill, Ronnie Lee Gardner has been moved to a special cell in Utah, perhaps his final home. He's scheduled to be shot to death by a firing squad just after midnight, unless the killer's attorneys can win a last-minute stay. On Wall Street, we're seeing the Dow down about 70 points. This after we saw weekly jobless claims rise more than expected to 472,000. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
There's been some important scientific news about Centrum multivitamins. In a recently published study, key nutrients reviewed were found to be absorbed by the body. These nutrients help support energy and immunity. Centrum and age-adjusted Centrum Silver. Now science gives you even more reason to trust Centrum. Key nutrients absorbed in a 9-year study in a prior formulation of a Centrum multivitamin were vitamin C, E, B12, riboflavin, and folic acid. Take along with a healthy diet and exercise.
The Sears Automotive Center knows that when you get your car back from the shop, you don't want to feel like you've been taken for a ride. That's why the Sears Blue Automotive Crew offers Price Match Plus to get you the best price guaranteed. Come see for yourself at the Get Ready for Summer Sale. Through June 20th, save on all Michelin tires, plus get free installation with a $70 mail-in rebate with a purchase of four. And save $100 on a four-wheel brake job after a mail-in rebate. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Life well spent.
Murder in a nice Boston suburb.
This type of violence is extremely rare for Winchester.
The community stunned the day after a woman, her two kids, just 2 and 4, and her mother-in-law were found dead.
It was horrific, disturbing, and unspeakable, and the acts do not appear to be random.
Middlesex County DA Jerry Leone wants to question the woman's husband, who they can't find. At least 3 people are dead in Minnesota, where a small plane narrowly missed a house, then crashed into the woods and burst into flames 2 miles outside Rochester Airport just before midnight. The fire's so bad they can't ID the plane or determine exactly how many were on board. Spirit Airlines is ready to fly again. The pilots strike over.
If you're booked on a Spirit flight tomorrow or any time after, you have no need to worry, says pilot Frank Hahn.
We want to work very closely with the company to get our passengers back on their way and not inconvenience any more people.
The union says they've come to a compromise regarding wages and benefits with the discount airline. They had been striking, saying they don't get paid as much as pilots flying for JetBlue or AirTran, all while stranding thousands of travelers. Spirit Airlines officials would not respond to requests for their comments. tournament. In Miami, Evan Brown, Fox News Radio.
The NBA championship's on the line tonight in L.A. Game 7 between the Lakers and the Celtics with heavy security.
Last year, Laker fans rioted after the team won its first championship in 12 years.
It's a very nice city, the Lakers, you know what I mean? This is what we get from it, you know what I mean? We get to celebrate it in the streets of L.A.
If by celebrate you mean when I watched people last year loot a gas station, light trees on fire, and vandalize cars.
It's the best. This is how L.A. does it. L.A., no one like L.A.
Well, there's no one like the LAPD either. The chief says they'll be deploying hundreds of extra officers after the Lakers play the Celtics for the championship tonight. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News Radio.
Also in California, golf's U.S. Open underway at Pebble Beach. Tiger Woods will tee off in a few hours. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This is Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. We stream at KCNR1460, and you can send Linda emails at Linda at KCNR1460. It is 8:06 in the morning.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Go to Espresso Joe's and get one of your wonderfully made, homemade, from scratch, coffee, cappuccino, espresso. They sell their own coffee beans there.
16 ounces.
You
get a full pound of coffee instead of the 12 ounces.
There you go. Thanks.
For great prices.
This is where you need to have your spouse complete your sentences in the morning. They also sell, like you said, wine and tea, and have all the increments to make things.
Everything. They have every instrument to make coffee
there
or
you
tea,
go.
And they do have 30 different or 40 different types of coffee. They make 60 or 70 different ways. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
That's it. We have a very special guest on the phone, and we say that we call it our boots on the ground that are going to give you, our listeners, a really clear vision of what's happening in Trinity County in one specific area.
Well, you know, Channel 7 had a story about what's going on with the growth of marijuana plantations up in Trinity County. We were talking about this, you know, last month, and the reason we did was our correspondent up there. And can we call you our correspondent, Christine?
Please, I'm proud.
Good. You know, and we're not going to give Christine's last name because she lives up there. Christine, the Channel 7, and again, we try not to be, you know, Chicken Little, the sky's falling, but that seemed to be a pretty fair, pretty fair showing of what goes on up there. Did it seem like that to you?
Well, absolutely, and I hope everybody was shocked about what's happening. I want to update you on how great the media coverage has been, because we're actually starting to make a little bit of progress.
Uh-huh.
The county finally went up there. They knew that the news story was going to be on, and that fired them up. Why it took them 3 years to go up there and check it out, you tell me. One good thing that happened at the Board of Supervisors meeting this Tuesday was a leash law was passed in Hay Fork and up in Trinity Pines. Now, Trinity Pines, as you know, is the area where the dog attack happened, two dogs attacked.
Right.
Dog attacks, the same dogs, which the second hearing for them is coming up next week. I'm certain that they will be euthanized now that they've done
this twice. This wasn't the first time they attacked somebody and they hurt them badly, too.
No, they were turned loose by the county the first time after they chewed a guy's leg off.
I can't imagine why that happened, but
well, I got to tell you, I've been talking to the county and other people too, and it's our opinion that the county's permissiveness is the reason that this marijuana thing got out of control. Because it's one thing to say you can't go in and stop them from growing marijuana, so let's leave the marijuana completely out of it. These people are breaking every land use ordinance, every environmental ordinance we've had on the book for years.
There you go.
And that's what we're going after, is that, you know, you can say what you want about the marijuana, but they
sure
are destroying the environment up there.
Exactly, and no one's doing a darn thing about it. Now, another good thing that happened is when I had that letter to the editor published, I sent out an SOS to our state-level representatives, and finally last week I got a call from Assemblyman Chesbrough's office. They want to open up a dialogue. Well, clearly he's going to have to come out here and witness it for himself. But my big hope is the county discovered when they were up there finally to check everything out that there are state laws being broken too. So if we could get the state to come down here and help, it's going to be a huge, huge help to the county that is understaffed. And so I'm feeling kind of hopeful because of the media coverage, and we need to keep it going. We can't stop. We can't be complacent about it.
Well, now, which part of the state government is this?
Environmental
regulations part?
Yeah, and up near the forest, and, you know, we've got raw sewage on the ground. Come on.
Yeah.
Of course, those are local ordinances that are being broken.
But when they clear cut this property, and what's it do to the runoff and all this?
And when you move as much dirt as you saw some of those bulldozers doing, you need to get permits, and you have to have a plan for what's going to happen after you do the work. None of these laws have been enforced. These people should not have been allowed to come in, whether it's their private property or not. You're not allowed to come in and put an RV on the property. You have to get a permit from the county. You can't stay in a tent longer than 2 weeks. These are the laws that have been on the books for years, and none of them are being enforced. That's why people came here. This is the place to go where the county will just plain leave you alone.
Well, that's an interesting part.
Well, I'll tell you, I'll share a little story with you. Coffee Creek knew some people who had big pieces of land up in Coffee Creek, and they dare not go to Coffee Creek alone and drive through their property unless they were armed and with other people because of squatters who God knows what was happening and knew that it was dangerous, but just kind of like turned a blind eye.
Yeah, that's exactly what we have up here.
Well,
and now the county's got a plan. Suddenly they've got dollar signs in their eyes and are seeing that, geez, if we just get half of these people to comply, we'll have the money we need for more staff and for a true ordinance enforcement officer. But my response to that is, these people are just going to thumb their nose at them. And then what are they going
to
do?
Yeah. Hey, we have to take a break here, Christine. When we come back, we want to continue this, of course, because this is close to home. This affects people.
And
we haven't even gotten into the weapon situation up there, and we need to talk about that. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
The Shasta Center is introducing a new way to shop. It's the Summer of Savings Days happening now through September. The best in services and vendors have teamed together to make this the best summer ever. Mondays will start off with an opportunity to make a difference by donating blood and receiving a discount pass and special offers to be used at the Shasta Center. Tuesday is Sidewalk Savings Tuesdays. The Shasta Center vendors will be rolling out savings for your summer shopping, and all can enjoy the new and improved Farmers Market. Wednesdays, all stores will be offering 10 to 20% discounts to those 55 plus. For Senior Savings Wednesdays. Thursdays, you can get your car washed by a local charity or youth group and receive a discount pass and special offers to be used for Wash While You Shop Thursdays. Then it's Retail Therapy for Girls Just Want to Have Fun Fridays. See what the summer holds in store for you at the Shasta Center, an eclectic mix of stores, services, and restaurants. Located on Churn Creek Road in Redding, something is always happening at the Shasta Center.
You're invited to the 2010 Energy Fair at the Sundial Bridge on Saturday, June 19th. Hello, this is Pat Keener with Redding Electric Utility. Please join the City of Redding for the 10th Annual City of Redding Energy Fair, Saturday, June 19th, from 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Sundial Bridge. This year's fair will feature over 40 local vendors demonstrating solar energy, energy efficiency, water conservation products and technologies, along with hybrid and fuel-efficient vehicles, activities for the kids, bonus rebates, free breakfast burrito for the first 1,500 attendees, drawing for Energy Star appliances, and a celebrity dunk tank where you can dunk me and other city officials and local celebrities to help raise funds for Power to Seniors, supporting REU's SHARE program. Learn how to conserve energy, save money, and how you can make positive impact on our community and our planet. See you June 19th, beginning at 8 a.m. at the Sundial Bridge, adjacent to the Turtle Bay Exploration Park. For more information, call 339-7300. Sponsored by Redding Electric Utility. REU, your community utility.
Where are the best dinner prices in town? Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista Town, that's where. Imagine a juicy, tender New York steak, ribeye steak, or beer-battered jumbo prawns for only $8. A tender filet dinner with prawns for only $12.95. And there's many other different dinner options to choose from. Where is this great place? Dry Creek Station is on Highway 299, 8 minutes east of I-5 in Bella Vista, right across from the fire station. Or call 549-5386.
Are you interested in regaining and maintaining your health naturally? Hi, I'm Nayla. I'm a clinical Ayurvedic specialist, and my business is Ayurvedic Healthcare of Reading. Let me help you experience the wisdom of Ayurveda, a complete and natural healthcare system addressing the root cause of disease and treating the whole person. I offer Ayurvedic consultations, healthcare and lifestyle counseling, panchakarma and rejuvenation therapies. Treat yourself to a better way. 604-2339.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Body. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming at KCNR1460.com. We have on the phone our correspondent up in Trinity County, up in the Hay Fork area, Christine. We don't give Christine's last name because she is the one that is telling the truth about what's happening in Trinity County and the marijuana problems they're having up there. Good morning.
Morning. Well, I'm welcoming myself back.
Hey, you know, Christine, I'm curious, too, as to, you know, when we were watching the special yesterday morning on Channel 7, all the gunfire that was going on. What, I mean, is that simply something that is happening as soon as the sun rises, or what?
Well, I guess it doesn't happen early in the morning, but they were surprised. You saw that the reporter was surprised to see it going on as early as it was. But this is how they scare people away from their property. If they see a car coming or somebody walking on the street, say a resident who lives up there, and of course if a deputy drives up there, there's just gunfire all over the place. I think it's sort of like smoke signals, only they use gunfire to communicate with each other.
Okay. Yeah, but the bullet has to go someplace.
Well, you saw that one gentleman who has to bring his son down to sleep on the kitchen floor because he's afraid that a bullet will go through the bedroom at night.
Well, you know, when I was in Baghdad the first time, the Iraqis had this thing about firing their guns in the air a lot. And there was and during the summer, the Iraqis sleep on their roofs because it gets so hot. And we had a man killed right across the street from us by one of those rounds that came down out of the air because what goes up comes down.
Exactly.
Hit him in the
head
and killed him. And this is one of the things that people don't realize is that, you know, even if they're using it for signals, if they're shooting in the air, you know, somebody a mile away that didn't even hear it could be injured.
Right.
I mean, it makes me wonder about the citizens up there. If this were maybe private sector can kind of come in and maybe have a security force. I don't know. I mean, what do you propose? What do you think should happen?
Well, you know, I wanted to give one more description about how serious the lifestyle issues are up here, and I want all your readers, regardless of whether they're pro or against marijuana, because I'm on the fence about it. It's not the marijuana; it's how they're doing it and who it's bringing with it. But imagine this scenario: you retire from down in the Bay Area, you move up to Hay Fork. This is happening in Hay Fork proper now. We're out of the Pines on this story.
Mm-hmm.
You live out in a nice rural setting. There's a few houses here, very sparse. You build your dream home or you remodel a home. You've got a beautiful view. You can walk out of your house and go for a walk anytime. And you wake up one day and you are surrounded 360 degrees by pot farmers. They bought the land yesterday. They're here today building fences and putting plants in the ground. They're there illegally. They don't have any of the permits from the county that they're supposed to have. And all of a sudden, life as you know it has come to an abrupt halt. I want people to consider how they would feel if that happened to them. And they bring with them 3-4 pit bulls that run loose. Of course, that's about to change because we've got the leash law now. But the leash law is limited. It's only in the water district in Hay Fork. So this one particular place I'm talking about is actually outside where the leash law is going to be. But they bring the pit bulls, and now you can't even walk out your front door and go for a walk anymore because these dogs are on the attack.
You know, this is hard to believe.
It is.
And we're in America, you know, and they pass this law, so people can have their medicinal marijuana, which, first of all, anybody with common sense knows that that's a bunch of bull.
Well, we do.
And you know that's bull. So what they do is a law of unintended consequence. Oh, yeah, everybody can grow that little plant in their backyard.
Right.
Wrong.
That was the idea.
Wrong. And now what we're doing is we're having criminals come up and take away the rights of American citizens so they can grow marijuana, and they're doing it illegally, and nothing's being done.
The
county sheriff, when they had him on the show, on the TV,
what
said...
What did you think of that?
You know what?
Think of that?
Deer in the headlights.
Yeah, it was like, you know, all this is going on. And his answer was,
That's right.
He says, I've got nine deputies. This isn't my priority.
What did you think of that?
I thought it was pathetic.
Well, here's, I tell you where the people have really got to turn into it is the County Board of Supervisors. What are they doing? I mean, are they part of this?
Well, you know, they're all screaming the same thing. It's lack of funds, lack of personnel. I think it's lack of will. And then they throw the we're afraid of being sued by the rich marijuana lawyers if we discourage these people in any way. They're afraid to enforce the laws that we already have on the books.
So they're willing to have the way of life in Trinity County be destroyed.
I guess.
I'm just wondering if they might feel differently if one of their loved ones had their leg chewed off.
Well, and that's going to be next. That's what's going to happen next.
You know, if it sounds to me like a third world, you know, like a third world country.
It's horrible. You know what? I and many other people up here feel that what we have on our hands right now is an environmental disaster.
Oh.
I would like to see the governor declare Trinity County a disaster. And bring in the National Guard.
Yeah.
Do something.
You know what? They have. I cannot believe the bulldozers. The roads have been torn in there. Do you think that there's been one permit made for this? I mean,
there aren't any.
It's destroying the environment up there.
There aren't any. The county's been afraid to go up there for 3 years. They just went up 2 weeks ago.
You know, you should see
some of the signs. I can't remember if I said this last time. There's a huge, huge operation in Hay Fork that has, you know, 6 foot high wood fences around it, and they have these very official signs in black ink printed on metal, white metal, that you would think was like a government sign. And if you get close enough to read it, the sign is citing these parts of the Constitution that make it illegal for anybody, the sheriff, the IRS, county ordinance officers, to enter on their land.
Yeah, well, you know what? I just happen to have a copy of that. And we're going to put
I think I sent you one.
And what we're going to do is put it up on the website so people can see what they've got posted there. Now, I personally think it's just a bunch of hooey.
Well, it is a bunch of hooey, but it shows you how they thumb their nose at the law.
Well, you know, and the law has got to have some spine, and they've got to have a board of supervisors willing to say, hey, you know what, enough's enough. It's time to protect our citizens.
Amen.
And then
Amen.
Go to the government. Okay, look, we've got to take a break. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Timberline Heating and Air wants to know, is your HVAC unit ready for summer? If not, give us a call. We're your Carrier heating and cooling experts, and we can install a new, more efficient HVAC unit in your home or office for much less than you might expect. And with manufacturer credits, tax credits, and local utility rebates, your total savings could add up to $4,900. As your local factory authorized Carrier dealer, who better to call for an estimate on a new Carrier system to save you hundreds of dollars in future energy costs? Whether you need a new comfort system or a system checkup for the new season, give Timberline a call for a complete and honest estimate on the Carrier system that will pay for itself in year-round utility savings and provide you with a 10-year parts warranty. That's the best parts warranty in the industry. Call 221-2222 or visit us online at TimberlineHVAC.com. We've been around longer, we work harder, we're the best value, we have the best warranty, and nobody does heating and air conditioning better. Turn to the experts at Timberline Heating and Air, 221-2222.
He's back. I found him. He's really back.
Okay.
I've looked everywhere. I looked high and low, and I finally found him.
Okay, just who did you find?
Clyde.
I didn't know he was missing.
Hi, this is Clyde, and I wasn't missing, but I am back. Clyde's Enterprises, Home Electronics, and Classic Car Parts, located next to the Sausage Factory on Hartnell Avenue.
Our new home for all your electronic needs. Home theaters, flat-screen TVs, sales and service, and the same quality service and expert installation you have come to expect from Clyde since 1971.
And a huge selection of parts and accessories for all you muscle car enthusiasts.
The one and only original never needs any introduction. Clyde is back. 1250 Hartnell Avenue in the old Giles Lock Building. 221-4144. Come in and say hi. We'd love to see you.
Get ready for the Anselmo Summer Music Series beginning Friday, June 4th. Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me along with some of the best jazz musicians in the North State. wonderful players like Rick Hill, John Gonzalez, Lou White, Bruce Kalin, Candice Lavolsi, just to name a few of some of the wonderful musicians who will be playing in the summer series from 6 to 9. That's June 4th and June 25th and throughout July and August. Make your reservations now. Call 474-5546 for the Anselmo Vineyard Summer Music Series beginning June 4th. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hi, it's Dennis Miller. You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 AM, Clearly News Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio. Phone lines here 605-4567. We're streaming at KCNR1460.com. Our guest is Christine, our correspondent up in Trinity County, who's in the middle of
the pot wars.
Yeah, the ecological disaster, you name it. It's like they have thrown you all to the dogs.
Boy, that is how we feel, too.
Yeah, I mean, okay, now, what would, you know, this be our last segment here. So what would you like to see happen, Christine, and how can we help?
Well, my big hope right now is to get involvement from the state on the state level, and I'm hopeful because Assemblyman Chesbrough's office has contacted us, and I'm hopeful because the county officials see state violations up there in Trinity Pines. So if we could get the state involved, I think that that's going to be a big help.
Well, that'd be something. You know, you've got an assembly member who doesn't seem to be taking an interest in this, but maybe, and you said he's getting ready to show up, or he's finally taking an interest?
Well, he had one of his assistants call just this week, and in response to something I sent at the end of April or the beginning of May. And he said that Assemblyman Chesbrough asked him to call and said that he wants to open up a dialogue about this.
Uh-huh. Well, maybe, and, well, I tell you what, we'll give him a call, too. Maybe we can get him.
Gosh, that would be great.
Oh, no,
any help we can get.
Now,
is Onnestad,
your senator up there?
Yeah, I think so. I sent something to that office, too, but I didn't hear anything back.
Well, I tell you what, he's been kind of busy running.
That's what I thought.
In a failed race. So what we'll do is we'll give them a call. And
Chesbrough, too.
Yeah, Chesbrough. Okay, well, we'll give them a call and just, you know, ask them for their comments on what's going on up in Trinity County. And we're going to try and get the Trinity County Board of Supervisors, get reps from them also.
Excellent.
That we can give them calls to see, you know, with what's going on out there, you know, what do they need? Do they need help? You know, and, you know, Wally. It's time for, maybe Wally needs to roll in here, too. Wally Herger.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, he's a, you know, he's our congressman.
Too.
Yeah, well.
So let's keep our fingers crossed, and I can't thank you folks enough for helping, you know, keep this out in the public eye, and because it's got to be out there. We've got to keep it out there.
Well, we want to, you know, you're a correspondent up there, and we want you to keep calling us with and sending us emails with new things, and it's a.
Happy to.
You know, this is ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
With you know, Linda's just sitting there shaking her head. Here we are, in you know, some of the most beautiful country in the United States, and we've got people boarding it off, or letting their pit bulls or attack dogs run loose, destroying the environment.
Gunfire everywhere. It's like
shooting.
The Wild West.
Raw sewage on the ground. That's the one that gets me.
Yeah, raw sewage. I mean, you know, the runoff into our streams. You know, this stuff comes down here. I mean, it's like. And nobody's doing anything about it, and it was the look on the sheriff's face was like, you know, yeah, you know, and,
word.
You know, whoa, they're doing that. It's like, no, I mean, I just know some of the board of supervisors, they don't seem to be like that, but we something needs to be done, and it's just ridiculous.
Glad to have you guys on our side.
Well, thank you so much for calling and keeping us up on this, and I'm glad other media is getting into this too, and because it. And we need to act as a community. You know, this is the North State. This is the state of Jefferson. This is, yes, we have independence and we have freedom, but my gosh, you know, we don't want it destroyed in the name of profits. Because let's get down to it. It is profits. It is money.
Absolutely.
That they're making. And, you know, on these marijuana plantations.
Carl, we don't want it destroyed in the name of anything.
No. Call it anything you want. And I'm just surprised that all the environmental groups that are, you know, so busy suing Sierra Pacific and corporations aren't taking these on.
Yeah.
They aren't putting
the Sierra
pressure.
Club?
Yeah. Where's the Sierra Club? I don't know. Maybe we'll give them a call and ask them, where are you guys?
Hey, there's a good one.
What?
Do it. Get in touch with the Sierra Club.
Why aren't you people up there doing something about this? And, you know, and where are the people that won't let you cut a tree because they think there may be a spotted owl in the area? What about these other people that are destroying the spotted owl habitat?
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay, Christine, thanks a lot, and keep your head down.
Thanks so much for having me on, folks. We'll talk soon.
Yeah, absolutely. Be careful out there.
Okay, I will. Bye-bye.
All right.
Coming up, we're going to be talking about letters to the editor and the fear of gangs. What is happening? We're going to talk about Mark Beecham's blog, just released, and your thoughts.
You know, they've at least the one good thing is they arrested one of the people that was involved in a kidnapping shooting, one of the gang members. It does seem like every time we open up the paper, you're looking at something, there's the word gang there. How serious is the gang problem here? Is this something that's just catching the eye of the paper, or is it erupted like this, and why? Why has it happened? You know, is there an underlying current that we all need to address right here? We've got that when we come back. We've got, hey, you know, and even with all this, we've got something we're going to give away in the last half hour of the show. This is Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio. 605-4567 is our number. Clearly, News Talk Radio.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Lori London. Protesters already removed as BP CEO Tony Hayward sits in the Capitol Hill hot seat.
The explosion and fire aboard the Deepwater Horizon and the resulting oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico never should have happened. And I'm deeply sorry that it did.
But he's facing the wrath of angry lawmakers.
BP cut corner after corner to save $1 million here, a few hours or days there, and now the whole Gulf Coast is paying the price.
Congressman Henry Waxman, during opening statements, speaking directly to Hayward.
I and other members of the subcommittee will ask you about a series of internal BP documents. They appear to show that BP repeatedly took shortcuts that endangered lives and increased the risks of a catastrophic blowout.
This is a Fox News alert.
A Father's Day tradition returns to Benton Field this Sunday, June 20th. It's Aviation Day 2010. Bring Dad out for breakfast starting at 7 o'clock. Ham, eggs, and pancake breakfast going on till 11 o'clock. And it's just $7 for adults, $5 for children, under 5 free. But there's free admission and free parking as well. Lots to look at. If Dad likes to check out airplanes, there'll be antique aircraft, experimentals, ultralights, model aircraft displays, also helicopters from the local hospitals, the Coast Guard, a Huey helicopter on display, and the CHP helicopters. And if Dad wants to get up in the air, treat him to a flight from Hillside Aviation and an airplane for just 15 cents per pound, or he can go in a helicopter from Air Shasta for just $50 per person. Check it out this Sunday. Bring Dad, bring Granddad, bring the whole family. Aviation Day is sponsored by the Experimental Aircraft Association, Chapter 157, the Mount Shasta Chapter of the 99s, and Hillside Aviation. See you this Sunday at Benton Field for Aviation Day.
Hey, you. Yes, you. Join me live here on KCNR 1460, Saturdays from 9 to 10 a.m. on the Alana Burke Show. Catch my no-nonsense analysis of politics and culture in America today. I think your voice matters. So get out of your comfort zone, call in to my show, and be heard. The Alana Burke Show this Saturday on KCNR. Sponsored by an excellent Reading dentist, Dr. Thomas Mullen, at 223-0436. He's changing lives one smile at a time.
People have all kinds of excuses for not saving energy. I didn't plug it in. I'll turn it off later. It's not my music. It's just one phone charger. So we don't have those Energy Star appliances. So that old window leaks. How much energy and money could the new ones really save? Maybe it's time to stop making excuses and start doing some simple things to save the energy and resources we can.
Because a little here and a little there can add up to a lot later, and you just never know what people will need in the future. My name is
Sarah, and I'm going to get started today.
We can all help save more energy for tomorrow. What's your excuse? For more energy saving tips that also save money, visit loseyourexcuse.gov/parents. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy, the Ad Council, and this station.
This is Nancy Sutton Pierce from the Conscious Living Show. Join me on Saturdays, 11 to noon. We have an exciting guest lineup. You can see who and what we'll be talking about by visiting nshouseofyoga.com. From anti-aging therapies to love languages, we talk about everything. Please join me on Saturdays for the Conscious Living Show, streaming live every Saturday, 11 to noon at kcnr1460.com. Brought to you by Hilltop Medical Clinic and Nancy Sutton's House of Yoga.
Welcome back. It's Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It's 8:34 in the morning. Good morning. You know, we've had, as usual, we have so many different things we talk about. We gave away some tickets to the fair. We talked about what's going on at the fair. We talked about Vintner Cellar and the Market Fest that's going on. We talked about this Sunday at Benton Air Park, you know, for Father's Day. They're going to have rides. They're going to have all types of aircraft. It's free. You want to have breakfast up there, it's a nominal price. It's a great breakfast. And we talked about what was happening up to the west of us, up in Trinity County, with the environmental disaster that's going on because of the pot plantations that are going, you know, that are being built, you know, so rapidly up there. When we start talking about these pot plantations, then we have all the number of marijuana dispensaries right here in town, and the sheriff's department has had to shut down one level of the jail, and then we're talking about letting, you know, police layoffs, which is not going to happen, by the way, but it was rumored. You talk about the social services, how easy it is to get money. And now we're in the middle of, every time you open up the paper, gangs.
Yeah, and every day this week, there's been, three shootings? And not only that, how about pipe bombs? How about bombs in Anderson? Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of illegal activity that's going on.
If you haven't heard that, it's Ballsbury Road had to be closed between Riverland and Kimberly for several hours after the Shasta County Bomb Squad responded to a home on Ballsbury Road and located three pipe bombs inside an ammunition can. Anyway, that they were filled with nails and ball bearings, and they blew them up last night.
We had safely
blew them up.
Our neighbor station, they were talking on the air as well. Regarding the panhandlers and the problem where it seemed that every corner, every street corner yesterday where they went, there were panhandlers. And I don't know.
They were fighting over the spaces. You know?
Okay.
Aren't there enough street corners to go around?
So, well, and Mark Beecham sent in an email this morning, and in his blog, he says, why do we have a growing gang problem in Reading? Is it our dysfunctional jail, cuts to our police force? Those things don't help, of course, but think about it. The gangs are apparently recruiting from young people here. From what I can tell, most of the suspects in recent shootings, beatings, and threats are 17 to 22 years old. Obviously, young people with nothing else going on. With so few jobs here, lots of young men feel they have no future. Boredom and hopelessness breed crime and drug use. This is a problem beyond and not entirely remedied by more cops on the beat, gang task forces, or a fully functioning jail.
So how do you handle it then?
So that's why the Family Justice Center, again, comes forth and is building, saying that you know, the crime starts in the minds of young people. Starts at home when you have abuse.
But to use that as reasons, you know, again, we are giving people outs when we say that. Oh gosh, there's no jobs. They're hopeless. Now we're giving them an excuse. So I disagree with this. We're giving them an excuse to be a bad person. Oh, you know, if they just had jobs, then they'd be okay. No, that's not true. In many cases, in some cases, yes. But if somebody joins a gang and becomes a member and becomes violent, you know, that's in them. They have to take responsibility for that. Don't, you know, here we are blaming society again for bad
actions. You don't do that. You take responsibility for your actions. And if they're joining a gang and they're being violent and they're being a criminal, it's not because you and I have not provided them a job. It's because they have no moral compass. They have no moral compass that keeps them on the true path.
Well, mentoring is so important. Don't you think that, and I can attest that, you know, even though I have that my parents, I don't come from a broken home, there was a time in my life I could have gone down a wrong path.
Oh, no, absolutely. We all could have. We all could have. And you're right, mentoring programs are so important. You know, something that, you know, that is out there. But when it gets down to the fact of saying, oh, you know, if we had jobs, that would give them hope. Well, there is hope out there. And for people not to believe there's any hope or you know, are fooling themselves. You know, again, it comes back to a moral compass. Maybe it's a church. Maybe it's something. Maybe it's somebody. You know, we have got so many programs out there to help people, you know, to help them with you know, with finding a job, with training them, with sending them to school. Oh, you know, he didn't have a chance. He joined a gang, you know, then he ended up shooting four people. Oh, yeah? Well, why do you think that is? I think it happens a long time ago.
Okay, well, again, we talk about, we come back into our individual responsibilities. Not just as, you know, to your partner. Of course, that's your first responsibility, is to your family. Then to your community. And your family's in the community, so that, I know that sounds funny, and Bob's laughing. I'm not sure. Was he? Oh, he was coughing.
No, he was choking.
I was like,
what? He was choked up.
I don't understand what you don't understand about that. But okay, so then we go back into your responsibility in how you can help to encourage somebody who's young to believe in them, to praise them, to get them involved, again, with mentoring.
Well, you know, and I agree 1,000% on that. So when do you catch them? You know, you have to catch them when they're children. And but, again, I go back, and I understand what Mark's saying. I respect what Mark says. But to blame society because they are being criminals doesn't work for me. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
Daddy, take me to the fair.
How can you possibly say no to that? Today through Sunday, enjoy plenty of free entertainment, carnival, auto racing, lawnmower races, pig races, destruction derby, the fabulous Thunderbirds, country music star Clay Walker, and hundreds of indoor and outdoor attractions. You'll find all that and more today through Sunday at the Shasta District Fair. It's super summertime family fun with fairs no place like home. Free grandstand and Pepsi stage entertainment, including Shasta County's 6th annual idol contest. Dress circle seating for Clay Walker and the fabulous Thunderbirds are still on sale. Go online to ShastaDistrictFair.com for more information. Stroll the grounds and sing along with Washboard Willie and Wanda. Visit exhibits and the livestock area. Grab a corn dog and a drink. Sit in the shade or just visit with friends. The weather is cool and the fun is hot. It's fun for the whole family now through Sunday at the biggest five-day event in the county. The Shasta District Fair, going on now through Sunday at the fairgrounds in Anderson.
Daddy, can I ride the rides, eat cotton candy, and...
You can't say no to that.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. That number again is 244-7873.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop Special. Mount Shasta Spring Water. Naturally the best.
Hi, it's Dennis Miller. You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 AM, clearly News Talk Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by the Backbone Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's, 30 types of coffee, 60 ways of preparing it, finest walk-in humidor in the North State, And you know, here's the best thing. Joe and Shelley support our community. They support our community. They support our veterans. 2143 Hilltop Drive. They are great Americans, and Tobacco and Brew is a great place. Everybody that works there is friendly, knowledgeable, and is willing to take that extra step for you.
Hey, today on Dennis Miller, and his first hour is going to be Michelle Bachmann is a Republican representative of Minnesota, and Greg Grunberg, actor from NBC Heroes. The second hour is going to be Apollo Ohno. I don't know if you remember him from Dancing with the Stars, but don't remember that. He was a speed skater and 8-time medalist.
Yeah, I think he set the record for the number of medals, I believe.
And Sam Zine, celebrity chef and author of Awesome Recipes and Kitchen Shortcuts. Oh,
I like Dennis Miller because here you got Michelle Bachmann, who the left wing media attacks her all the time. She's a strong conservative woman. Gee, and if that's the case, she's a threat. And then he's got Apollo Ohno, who is just he's a hoot if you ever listen to him talk. And he's got actors. You can go from Sarah Palin to Hulk Hogan, the wrestler, on the Dennis Miller Show. I like it. So
yeah, tonight Market Fest.
Don't
forget to go down there and hang out and support the local economy.
And let's talk about what's going on this weekend one more time.
Okay.
You know, the 60th anniversary of the Korean War commemoration is going to be there's going to be a celebration at the Anderson VFW Post at 3210 West Center Street in Anderson. And it's to honor and pay tribute to the brave veterans who fought and died for the Korean freedom. And the Korean community here has this every year. And it's just to say thank you for our veterans of the Korean War. Give them a call. Check it out at the VFW Post, number 9650.
What time is that?
That begins at... I think it's 6 p.m., I think, but I have to find out.
Okay, it doesn't have the time?
Oh, I'm sorry, it starts at noontime.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I am so wrong. No, it starts at noontime,
okay,
right there at the VFW. I'm sorry, you're right, it was right here. Anyway, it's a thank you from the Korean community to our Korean War veterans. Isn't that beautiful? Now, also we've got on Saturday is the Reading Electric Utility Energy Fair.
I think we're going to head up there first thing in the morning on Saturday and check that out. I want to get a bucket ride.
Is that part of your bucket list?
Yeah, it is on my bucket list. I've never done that before. How much fun.
Yeah, 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. in the park there, over there at Turtle Bay. They're going to have free breakfast for the first 1,500 that come in, free breakfast. They're going to have all different types of things. And you can actually save money. If you go there and you decide you want to put in a new energy-saving appliance, you get extra money back from the government or extra tax discounts off it, but something to do that way. Then, of course, Sunday up at Benton Air Park, it's Father's Day. And they're going to have all types of aircraft out on the runway there. They also will have breakfast that you can buy. But you can go there. It's free. And take Dad there. You can go on helicopter rides at, I think it's $50 a piece. And if you go on airplane rides, they charge you 15 cents a pound. So we throw up Snooki up in the air there.
I don't know. Were you one of those people that waited online that tried to get one of the new G4 phones from Apple, Bob? I didn't tell you I was going to ask you this question.
Thank you for the ambush.
Yeah, absolutely.
You've got to be ready here, Bob.
Are you going to get the G4 phone?
I'm going to wait. Actually, the prices on G3 are dropping dramatically. I think my next investment is going to be in an iPad now that the first incarnation has come out. They've worked out the first set of bugs. You can get, you want to start saving, paper and things like that. Magazines are being reformatted to display on the iPad, which is a great deal.
I understand if you use the
iPad
more than once a day, it causes incontinence. I mean, and that you have to wear Depends. Is that true?
It depends.
It depends. Okay.
Okay. That.
There's just more things. I remember years ago, you keep the cell phone up against your ear, it's going to burn your brain. And everybody was poo-pooing that. Now they're saying, well, maybe not so, maybe there is something there. So everybody talks about wearing earpieces. And again, we go out into people driving around. How many people still drive around with that phone up against the side of their head? How many? I mean, every time you drive, tell me that you don't see at least a third of the drivers doing that.
Absolutely.
And I see, I don't see them using hands-free devices. I see people, I used to see people in the town that looked like they were talking to themselves, and in most cases it usually was.
I did a brake test yesterday afternoon, somebody on a cell phone right out in front of me, and
really?
I darn near plowed right into the driver's side door. It was touch and go.
Ooh.
Well, you know the Record Searchlight, and we don't agree with them all the time, and nor should we. You know, some of the things they say there. What they're saying about the Betts Museum is, in their editorial, I agree with. The fact is that this is, and I saw some of the comments from people, oh, why are you going to have a museum? It's the same thing that happens everywhere else. That's not true. You're going to have a lot of exhibits there that aren't anywhere else. They're from our veterans. And, you know, and one of the things I like about it is that you may not have served in combat. So what? If you're a veteran, you served in the armed forces, you know, you're a hero because you offered yourself for this country. And it gives our children, our grandchildren, their grandchildren, kind of a way to see what, you know, what mom and dad did. And that, oh, this is what my grandfather did or my great-grandfather did. And it kind of brings brings a cohesiveness. It brings that thread that goes from the Revolutionary War and the veterans from that all the way up into today. Now, the other good thing about it is it's not using taxpayers' funds. Rob Burrows is just, and his very small staff of volunteers have moved this thing forward, and they are not using taxpayer funds. Now, the other thing about it is that, you know, one of the things that the paper said is, let's just make sure is that we don't get so enamored with it that we want to throw thousands of dollars of taxpayers' money into it. And I agree. You know, this is something that could be a wonderful, wonderful museum for our part of the state here. And what we've got to do is that we want to support it. We're going to do everything we can to help them move forward with it and do it in a timely, do it in a well-planned-out basis. We've got to take a break.
Well, before we do, I want you to know that Harrison Ford and Calista Flockhart got married.
No, that's...
Calista Flockhart.
Yeah, they've been together, though, for what,
years? Yeah, and they got married by New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson.
Wow.
Yep. So finally, congratulations. They've been together for some time, and now they are married. I know. That's a great way to go to break. Carl and Linda Bott here, Free Fire Radio. This is KCNR 1460, Clearly, News Talk Radio.
We buy.
We sell.
We're local.
We're reliable.
The Gold Mart, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Hey, this is Carl Bott. After our show, Linda and I enjoy going to breakfast, and our favorite place to dine is Country Kitchen. Lynn and Charlie Moss have owned Country Kitchen for 17 years, and this expertise is evident in great food and service. Build your own omelet, of course. Homemade soups, every day, with fresh ingredients. Country Kitchen has its own on-premise bakery, and the quality is so delicious. And now, Country Kitchen has just remodeled. The result? Incredible. Country Kitchen offers outstanding food, great service, fair prices, and a friendly atmosphere. What else could you ask for?
Country Kitchen is open every day from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., located at 1099 Hilltop Drive, just north of Macy's. I don't know, Carl. I'm getting hungry. How about we go over there and try Eggs Benedict, or how about my favorite, a club sandwich? Let's go to Country Kitchen.
Up in the truck, hon. We're on our way.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I, and the crew, would like to remind everybody about the Shasta District Fair. Come out and support our local kids in the 4-H and FFA Junior Livestock Sale. And the folks who donate back to the community 4-H and FFA barbecue, we do appreciate it. The same weekend is the French Antique Truck Show at Fall River Mills at the Round Barn and 299, June 19th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. They're serving tri-tip and chicken and lots of old trucks. Here at Northern Lights, we're removing a lot of barbecue bottles, propane, so don't get caught running out on Sunday. Pick up extra bottles. The ethanol-free 93 is working great for all the weed eaters, mowers, and chainsaws. And also, see Brenda at Weaverville. They are now an open site for CFN and Fleetwide cards and Visa 24/7. So give us a call at 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Here's our last segment here. Hey, you know, Mark Beecham sent us an email, and thanks, Mark, for listening. You know, in fact, Mark's going to be our guest host next Thursday, and he's got a big day set up too. He's got, and it's going to be concerning crime and everything in the city. You know what? If I can, I'll be listening to it on the computer. Because we're going to be in Sacramento that day.
He's going to have Chief Hansen on.
That's right.
And Silas Lyons.
Yeah, and Silas Lyons. You know, that's absolutely right. I'm sorry, it was a hand movement. It didn't mean anything. What Mark said was he wasn't saying it was a society's responsibility. It's just in this recession and idle hands makes the devil's work. Well, you're right. And Mark, you are right about that. However, we can't get away from the fact is that people will give gang members and thieves and criminals an out. We can't do that. And we're never going to do that on our show. We're never going to give somebody an out like that. It's like, you know, with the record search, like I said, I did agree with the Vets Museum, what they said about that. On the other hand, everything you're seeing, gangs, gangs, gangs. It's like there's, you know, is there an agenda from the paper? How come we haven't seen so much about the, you know, what's happening with the, you know, what's going up in Trinity County? I'm sure they've written something about it. Maybe we've just missed it. But now, you know, is there an agenda past the thing about putting pressure on the city council? And maybe this is what the paper wants to do, and if that's the case. Now, one of the things that is happening, we've had somebody else say they're going to be running for city council. Former supervisor, Shasta County supervisor, Francie Sullivan, announced yesterday that she's running for city council. So right now that'll be this time. This election will be Mayor Patrick Jones, Rick Bassetti. I think Gary Cadd's running, Francie Sullivan. I think Hunt will be running. Russell Hunt will be running again. Somebody said they already saw a sign up.
And finally.
Finally.
We did discuss the fact that the Jimmy Dean passed away this week. And yes, it's true. Jimmy Dean is going to be buried in a grand piano tomb.
A grand piano tomb.
A public visitation and an open funeral service for the country music legend and Sausage King will be held in Richmond on Sunday, followed by a private burial on Monday. Dean died Sunday at his home in Varina, and that's where he will be laid to rest in the $350,000, 9.5-foot-long granite piano mausoleum overlooking the James River. On the piano, which he and his wife bought years ago, will be inscribed, "Here lies one hell of a man."
Oh, yeah, from Big Bad John. You know, there's not going to be like a pig on top of it, though, from the sausage.
According to his widow, Donna Mee Dean, his epitaph is inspired by the last line of Big Bad John, the song that brought him a number one hit in 1961. And so he had the best wit anybody ever knew, she says. And so Nelson's Funeral Home's website says the visitation is scheduled from noon to 8 p.m. So there you go. He's going to be buried in the grand piano.
Our guest tomorrow.
Why not go out with a you know,
with a bang?
With a cord.
With a cord, right. You know, when you're a singer like that. Our guest tomorrow would be Mayor Patrick Jones. We're going to be discussing things that happened at the city council. We're going to be discussing crime. We're going to be discussing is there a rise of gangs? It appears to be. Or, you know, I caution all of our listeners and all of our friends here. Let's take a look at it. Let's not start running willy-nilly, screaming the sky's falling yet. There's lots of different, you know, there's different ways of fighting a rise in crime, but it means getting involved. Yes, it means getting involved. Our community needs to get involved. You know, neighborhood watch, volunteering, you know, to do ride-alongs, volunteering to drive, unused police cars around. With radios, not to get involved if you see violence or you see a criminal act, but be able to be those eyes and ears for the police. There's various ways to do it. There's so many volunteers that would do it. Retired military, just retirees, retired policemen. We've had them call in and say, why isn't there a program that retired police officers can help? That we, you know, that they can man some of the cars going out there. They can man certain things to put more people out on the streets. I think we need to look at this in a complete way, not just with one way of handling it by saying, okay, we need to throw more policemen out there. Because I guarantee you, North State, you're never going to have enough police out there. And if we did, it would no longer be a free country. Do you want to have a policeman at every house? Every street corner, and it's not going to happen like that. We can't afford that. That's not going to happen. What it means is that we've got to take back our streets. And the way we do that is cooperate with the police. We help them. We help our city government. You know, if you've got time, they should have a program where we can help. And we will volunteer for that. And we will lead the charge to volunteer to help in our community and to help the police and to help the law enforcement here in our town. What can we do? What programs are there out there? What programs should be started? And these are some of the things we want to talk to the mayor about tomorrow. And I hope you all will call in and ask him about these questions. Anyway, today, what are you going to do after we get off the air here in 30 seconds?
Got workers at the house still.
Do you think there could be a chance that hot water will come back on? It looks bad at me out in the backyard with the hose, you know, with the hose, you know,
hey,
spraying it up in the air.
Clean water.
At least we have clean water.
At least we don't have that, you know, the poor hay fork where you've got
hay fork.
Crap out on the ground.
Yeah,
so
true.
Anyway, listen, have a great day here.
And join us tomorrow. We're going to have, like I said, Mayor Patrick Jones. This is Carl on the Bot. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
This is KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady.
I understand how serious this situation is. It is a tragedy.
The CEO of BP, Tony Hayward, making his first appearance on Capitol Hill moments ago, facing fuming lawmakers. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in Washington.
However, Lisa, there were twin apologies at the hearing. Tony Hayward is saying he has visited the people on the Gulf Coast most affected.
And I promise them, as I'm promising you, that we will make this right.
But also an apology from Texas Republican Joe Barton. He's upset over the $20 billion reparation fund BP was forced to fund with no due process.
I'm only speaking for myself. I'm not speaking for anybody else, but I apologize.
The White House immediately pushed back. Spokesman Robert Gibbs saying Barton seems to have more concern for big corporations than for those devastated by the oil leak. Lisa?
Thanks, Rich. Hayward also stressing during his comments during his opening statement that it's too soon to say what caused the April 20th rig.